Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. I'm recording this show live on March 2nd, 2020, and we are going to take a look at the Saturn in Aquarius themes that will be entering into our energies in March 2020. Saturn takes about 29 years to move around the full zodiac, and so we're entering a time period that is going to help you understand who you are now, how you are unique, different, and individual, what you are putting energy into for your life, where you are contributing to the world, and also how this energy relates to the grander Aquarian themes that are unfolding around us. Saturn is the energy of the real world. It's the physical world, our commitments, our obligations, where we need to show up. Saturn shows us where we need to do work, where we need to be very responsible and mature, and requires effort. Saturn is very grounding, grounds us into the earth-based reality, grounds us into our physical life. And as Saturn changes signs, Saturn takes forward the energies of the previous sign into the next sign. This is true for all transiting planets. And the astrological wheel, the zodiac cycle, is a progression of energies. It's always moving us forward. It's showing us, okay, now that you've learned this, let's go forward into this. Now that you've understood this, let's go into this potential or this new choice. So the Saturn changing energies into Aquarius brings up the understanding of what you've been putting time, energy, and effort into is here now. And with Saturn in Aquarius, I think of it as the future is now. The future is here. And there's the potential to connect with new futures for yourself after the very big energies we've been riding in the Capricorn areas of your chart. So as a planet moves from Capricorn to Aquarius, it's taking a look at what its responsibilities have been, what has been the traditional mode of operation, what have you understood, what have you seen, what have you come to master, and then Aquarius energy asks you to switch it up and think of it differently. How can you take all these components and put them together for new solutions, new possibilities, new opportunities? How can you take something that you've committed to? What is outdated? What is no longer necessary? And how do you reinvent the wheel, so to speak? How do you make something new and fresh that pertains to this current reality and your current life? Every astrological sign has many expressions and many themes. And Aquarius is about the collective. It's typically called your hopes, dreams, and wishes. It's connected to friendships and acquaintances, the bigger world, how you contribute, how you're a part of the collective. Aquarius wants to move us forward, take us into the next chapter. It is about technology and science. It's about virtual reality, artificial intelligence, going to different parts of the galaxy. It's a very forward-thinking energy that can also seem odd, weird, ridiculous, the black sheep. Aquarius can come across as someone ahead of their time, ahead of the crowd, ahead of the pack in terms of ideas or fashion or anything that is of interest to them. It is a future-oriented energy. And Aquarius asks us to look at, where are you going? What are you building and what are you developing for yourself, especially as Saturn comes into this 11th sign of the zodiac? Aquarius has the ability to take individual parts and create a complex whole. It is how there's different components working together to generate something new, to bring about a new perspective, a new understanding. And this is the energy of elevation. This is the energy of rising up to see something that you didn't see before or didn't understand before. It's a very, I feel it as like this very, an opening to more cosmic solutions that we weren't energetically in alignment with yet. And now with Saturn entering Aquarius, we have the potential to connect with new future potentials, new future self potentials and understand how energy works within us in a whole new way. So I feel this as very important energy for our ongoing awakening journey and ascension process. I feel that there's going to be higher light codes coming in with Saturn in Aquarius because there's going to be openings in the galaxy of lights and energies that we weren't able to see yet, like the human eye, but even it's, I'm seeing it as an energy stream. We weren't able to energetically connect with some paradigms, and this is a paradigm shift. This is something coming forward that you're ready to, I feel in the eyes, like I'm really getting that visual of our eyes, the pupils, just being able to focus in on something that is fresh and clear and new, and it helps guide you forward. Aquarius is a fixed sign. It's an air sign. And so there's this fixed mentality of this is what I want. This is the vision. This is the goal. This is the direction. This is the path. And there's this understanding that we are now going to be receiving downloads of what that looks like that could shake up what you thought it was going to be. And that's the Aquarian energy of awakening, of shocks, of unexpectedness, of cosmic breakthroughs. I'm feeling like this is a very big energy of Saturn moving into Aquarius because it's giving us something new to visualize and see after the very big Capricorn energies and during Pluto and Capricorn's ongoing transit through Capricorn. So it's almost like we're moving the energy through. And as I say all this, I see the eyes receiving new light, but I also feel this really cool expansion in the third eye. So if, for example, the third eye, that sixth chakra, was about the size of a quarter, or I'm seeing it as a quarter. There's an expansion of it moving and opening. And I wish I could describe it better other than it's a bigger concentric circle around that chakra point. And it's opening up to see these new potentials, opportunities, solutions, and paths that, okay, now a headache comes on. Like when you get pressure or when you get an opening into something and it feels like, oh, I didn't realize, okay, growing pains is what they're calling it, a growing pain that can show up as a headache. It's an expansion of the third eye, the third eye's capabilities, the third eye's ability to see in a bigger view. And I feel like this then shifts what you can create over the next 3 years. So let me get into some specifics now of the Saturn in Aquarius transit. So Saturn will officially enter Aquarius March 22nd. And this is the first time that Saturn has been in Aquarius since February 1991 to January 1994. So the early 90s is the last time Saturn was in Aquarius. You can think back at that period in your life. Look at what you were understanding around these Aquarian themes. And then, of course, how the Saturn energy matured you, how you had to take responsibility for something or do something in a new way, move slower, use your maturity, etc. Certainly depends on how old you are. For some of you, this will be related to your first Saturn return. And for others of you, this will be your second Saturn return. Now, the Saturn returns are often different energies. The first Saturn return happens between 28 and 30. And this is a time in everyone's life where they have to be an adult, where something is shifting in your world that's requiring more of you, requiring that commitment, maturity, responsibility. It can show up through any number of areas of life. This is why you would look at the house placement where you have Aquarius energies. That's where Saturn is traveling through and asking you to make some decisions, showing you what is weak and what needs to be fixed, showing you the choices that need to be decided in this part of your life, requiring you to essentially get some kind of strength around your life direction. And so the Saturn energy always requires us to make choices. So the first Saturn return between 28 and 30 is a time of important choice points. You could move, you could have a family, you could get married, you could understand a new career direction. You could make some big commitments, like financial commitments or life commitments. So you understand this is a big deal for all of us. Something about Saturn between 28 and 30 matures us. Then later on between 58 and 60, this is a turning point energy where the second Saturn return is asking you to look at how far you've come. This can be a time of recognition and reward. This can be a time of advancement. It's often a time of completing a chapter, such as understanding what you're done with professionally or in your private life. Maybe there's family changes. Maybe there's something about where you live. You're ready for a new start. Well, that second Saturn return between 58 and 60 is also a turning point in your life where you enter into the next chapter of what you want. And there's an understanding of how far you've come along the way. And, you know, when we look at human life expectancy, and let's say that we live till 90 or 100, there's the way that Saturn chops up your life is into three sections. So here you have the first 30 years of your life, you have a Saturn return. The second 30 years of your life, you have a Saturn return by age 60. And then the third part of your life, this next Saturn return is asking you to really honor what you want and what you're choosing and what matters to you. Saturn is about time, and we only have so much time. It's about the timing of cycles, the timing of our life, the time we have in a day. And so depending on where you're at in this journey of Saturn's transits around your chart, there's choices to be made around your time on the planet, the time in your life and what you're developing, building, what you want, what you're committing to. And so there's this part of us that, of course, Saturn grounds us in what life is, what we're creating in our life journey, what we're choosing, and then how we're showing up to participate in it. And, you know, Saturn is a really strong energy that brings you accomplishments. It recognizes what you've done. It brings in rewards. You have to work for it, yes, but it gives you a backbone. It gives you purpose. It gives you an understanding of who you are, what you want, and what matters to you. So whenever Saturn changes astrological signs, it enters this new energy field and says, well, what do you want in this energy? What is working and what is not working? So as Saturn enters Aquarius, we can see what is not working in our lives throughout 2020. So Saturn is going to get to nearly 2 degrees of Aquarius until May 11th, and then retrograde back into Capricorn July 2nd. So in 2020, we're going to have a few months of getting a taste of Saturn in Aquarius, bringing up some things for us to think about, looking at your friendships, looking at your current life goals, looking at how you are honoring yourself and your uniqueness, your ability to be yourself in the world. Looking at where you're going, what you want, the path ahead, the themes I basically mentioned earlier. So this is kind of a sample. It's taste testing and giving you an understanding of these Aquarian themes, which also could feel like a nice break from the Capricorn intensities. It's kind of like, okay, finally, I can get some new visions and some new understandings of what I'm putting my time, energy, and effort into. Then Saturn is going to enter Aquarius the end of 2020, December 18th, and we'll stay there until 2023. So we're going to be looking at some areas of our life that we haven't visited since the early 90s, 91 to 94, and we're going to need to get very clear on how to move forward after the big changes of Pluto and Saturn and Capricorn. I feel like this is going to be a very advantageous energy. Saturn is a co-ruler of Aquarius. Before Uranus was discovered, Saturn was known as the ruler of Aquarius. So basically what Saturn masters and manages in Capricorn moves it into some new expressions and developments in Aquarius, makes it more complex, if you will, and takes it forward, takes the energy forward. So we're moving through a time of progression that I feel is showing up for us at a very cosmic level, a very spiritual level, spiritual advancement, spiritual development. And I feel like there's something here that's going to come up over the next few years about our cosmic connections, disclosure, various types of visitations that our planet has been receiving for years, new information that we are able to understand now that perhaps maybe seemed way too far-fetched even 5 years ago. Saturn gives us the ability to deal with issues, to look at what is truly happening and to understand what we can do with it or about it. I feel like this is going to be a big time of opening up to the bigger cosmic picture. Also important to note that the end of 2020 in December, Jupiter also enters Aquarius and will be conjunct Saturn. And they begin what's known as a synodic cycle. That means it's both an ending and a beginning point where they travel together. And this Jupiter energy brings in the expansion, the ability to move something ahead. So I feel it as like this breakthrough, kind of a punch, like a breakthrough punch of energy that will be happening in late 2020 that helps the planet evolve and progress. But individually, I'm seeing this energy that is supporting our physical structures and releasing density. Now, the first thing I'm seeing is like the bones of our body, and we need calcium and we need bones and we need our teeth and our ribs. We need the physical structures of our body. But what I'm feeling is that something is going to be supporting us energetically in a whole new way with the Saturn in Aquarius energy. And it could relate to the rewiring and retuning of cellular codes, of DNA, of working with something in the body to physically raise the vibration of the human body is what I'm seeing. And it looks really cool. But remember, similar to when that third eye expands and you get a headache, something about the body needs time to adjust, needs time to just go slow. And Saturn is the planet that goes slow. Pace yourself. Do what you need to do each and every day. Don't rush it and stay the course. So I'm feeling changes in the physical body as we move into through this decade. And it feels like I'm hearing the word efficiency, that when density is cleared out, that when heaviness is removed, that as the DNA gets recoded and as certain parts of our cells are regenerated, there's a new efficiency within the human body. So this is quite interesting because, you know, I have my list of things to talk about here with Saturn in Aquarius, and this wasn't one of them, but I'm just trusting that this is what we need to know, that the human body is going to be able to hold more energies, different energies, and that's going to help us with, now I see the energy going up into the brain, going up into the neuro-linguistic programming that is also being evolved. And it's taking us out of some stories. Okay, so this is totally, I'm just going to go for this. This is all channeling here. It's taking us out of tribal stories, taking us out of what we thought it meant to be human, and also the different stories that we've had through different lifetimes. They're showing me a detachment from those areas of yourself that you've over-attached to. And this goes into some very deep parts of our self-identity. I mean, this goes into race and gender and the histories of different countries we've lived in and different languages we've spoken through different timelines. I'm feeling a removal. like a cleaning of the slate from these parts of our experiences on the planet that have been just part of a story. It's sort of like a reminder that you are participating in a grand adventure and a big story at a soul level, but you are not those specific identifiers. And so there's this removal of some things around being overly identified with a tribe, overly identified with a family, overly identified with groups. And I've said this before, you know, this is so funny. I haven't even said this for years, but the higher beings, the higher energetic beings, be it galactic councils and angels and all these different energetic expressions and entities that we know and want to connect with, you know, they don't have best friends. They don't have a family. They're just themselves. So there's these parts of our human experience that connects us to other people and then shapes us for what we need to understand and learn and grow and heal. And that's, of course, the role of the family. That's the role of having friendships and relating and connecting with other people. But as a soul, as a pure essence, that's not required. Like, you don't need a tribe. I know that that's been a theme and a big deal for many years is like, where's my tribe? Where's my people? And we all need people we connect with. Yes, we all need healthy, strong relationships with people who love us and respect us. Yes. And this feels like a tribal check-in point, okay? This gives you an understanding of what is the purpose of these relationships, or what is the purpose of how I'm using my energy in relationships to connect with other people? Because I feel like there's going to be a shift away from perhaps looking for my tribe or needing my tribe or being a part of a tribe. But this also depends on your individual programming. And if you know your human design, for example, which is very, very Aquarius, there's different energetic connection points. There's the individual, the tribal, and the collective are the different energy streams in human design. So some people can have very strong tribal themes. But I'm getting this image that there's going to be a lot of people pulling away from what they thought they needed in relation to other people. And it's part of the Aquarian spectrum of energies where it is very much about community and networks and groups and friendships. But on the other side of the spectrum, it can be the rebel, the loner, the individual, the eccentric personality. I feel more people moving to the middle. I feel this as a balancing of I'm actually okay doing my own thing. I also feel an exhaustion with social media. Isn't that interesting? I feel like this Saturn in Aquarius, it brings up something within the collective around social media and what's the purpose of it, what's the point of it, and is it too much? Has it gone too far in my life, in my purpose, I mean, in my focal point of how much I spend my energy on? Because Aquarius is social media. So all these Aquarian themes are going to be tested, and the testing is in what do you want and what do you want to focus on? What is right for you, what is correct for you, and what is not. And so there's this understanding that the bigger picture of our lives are being reformulated because they're being revisioned. And they're being revisioned with this expanded third eye and with a restructuring of the physical body and the energies within us that are being, it's like I'm seeing all these cable cords, you know, rewiring. And it's electrifying. Like, it feels quite invigorating. It also feels like it could be tiring at times. It's going to also bring up how well you're able to do things on your own and how well you're able to stay committed to your individual path, regardless of the people around you, regardless of what you thought it was going to be. It's going to shift relationships, friendships, partnerships, people in general in your world. That's not to say you're not going to have a best friend or you're not going to have the right people to connect with, but this is about doing something differently and the reality of that, how that really looks in the world, how that really shows up in your life. And Saturn makes us stronger. It gives us that backbone, literally. It gives us that ability to say, this is where I need to stay committed, and this is where I need to go for my soul's growth, for my soul's expansion, and for an understanding of my energy field now that's at a much higher place than it's ever been. So this really moves us ahead. This really gets us going into some new paradigms and new potentials that were not available. So again, looking back in 91 to 94, you know, think of how much has changed in the world. We're really in this whole new playing field that I get this visual of, at a soul level, there's some things that you really wanted to do in this lifetime. And there's now this push to do that, to go for it, to step into the unknown, to follow what is calling to you. And it does feel like the future self. Of course, there is no future. All timelines are present now. So it's tapping into other timelines that are present, even though they appear in the future or appear in the past or appear in other lifetimes. And it's moving through some energies that need to shift at a cosmic level, at a, gosh, it's so fascinating. Okay, I'm seeing the image of a vehicle. And a vehicle is composed of many different complex systems. And there is all these different parts of a car that make it go. And there's all these different components of the vehicle that work together. And of course, to be a mechanic is a wonderful skill. You have so much knowledge about the workings and the parts and how these systems work together. It's becoming a soul mechanic of your energy field across many lifetimes. And I see it all swoosh together into this vehicle. And it's very complex. And it's almost like it could, you know, you could blow a few circuits trying to understand this stuff. It's like, okay, what does this mean? And what's that about? And what's over here? And let me get the book to understand this about the catalytic converter. And then what about the engine? And how about the, you know, the gas tank? It's like all these components, okay? So something's coming together over the next 3 years that creates a holistic understanding, and that's holistic with a W, holistic understanding of your capabilities at a higher level and your ability to synthesize these various components of your soul's journey into something that resonates with you now. Okay, so this is why they're saying the relationships change, or you detach from some parts of your self-identity because they've been limiting. Whatever's been limiting you, you're going to know. You're going to see it. You're going to feel it. You're just going to know. And it's almost like taking that out of the vehicle. You know, take that out of the car, throw it out the window. And it feels like that's part of this rewiring, reworking. Now they're telling me it's streamlining into a purer vessel of higher vibrating energies that is the new experience at a soul level. So it's harmonizing all the work you've done around, let's say, past lives and regressions and your healing and trauma and PTSD and stuff with your family and stuff with your partner or stuff with marriages or stuff with relationships, you know, on and on and on, right? This list, this big long list of things that compose our human journey. It's all being synthesized in a whole new way where you throw out what isn't needed anymore, make some clearer choices, some new choices, and you become this. It's this new vessel of high vibrating energy that's unique to each person, because some people are younger souls, some people are older souls, some people are, you know, just their middle-aged soul, if you will. There's different levels of spiritual advancement. And so everyone does this in their own way, on their own timeline, you know, in the way that is best for their own growth and development. And I'm just feeling like this is a big energy that gets us out of ruts and expectations of ourselves that we're limiting also limiting. So I'm going to keep talking about this because, you know, we're just getting a taste test of it from March to July 2020. And then it comes in stronger the end of December 2020 and goes into the next few years. So we're going to have opportunities to see how this shows up and to look at the different choices. I'm just feeling that there is something here going into, okay, now they're showing me soul contracts around the soul contracts of this lifetime of, okay, I agreed I would heal this. I understood I would see this lesson. I knew I would face this challenge in order to grow from it. I knew I would have certain people or experiences and jobs to help me understand this, this, and this. Okay, all that many, many, many of us have been through. Now I'm seeing this other soul contract come in that's about what you agreed to do with it, what you agreed to do after moving through some of these really big life changes, life realizations. This is interesting. I'm seeing this soul contract as on a white piece of paper with a gold outline. A gold outline along the rims of the paper that's reminding you what this is about and what you committed to. And as the Saturn energy moves through Aquarius, the realizations come through. Okay, so they're saying, you know, don't force this and don't try to get the information before it's ready to come through. This is a cosmic timing thing, and that's how Aquarius energy works. It works with the bigger cycles of cosmic spirals, if you will. So there's something here that could hit like a lightning bolt, that electrical zap. Right? Of this is, oh my goodness, I see something new. I see something fresh. I'm sorry, but I see it also hitting the third eye. And I feel it. So the third eye, I'm seeing a piece of glass, almost like a camera lens over the third eye. And then there's the shocking, shattering lightning strike of that third eye that shatters it and moves it away. And then the third eye expands and it opens up something more. And I'm feeling that headache and I'm feeling like the eyes blinking fast. You know how you walk into a really bright room and your eyes haven't adjusted yet, and maybe you're blinking fast to try to acclimate to what's going on? That's what I'm feeling. And it feels, again, different for every person, but this is a vision expansion, and they're telling me how the future is now. The future is now in all these overlays of energies that are coming through. There's things that, and this is meant to be a kind message, by the way, that are hard for the human mind to grasp. It's hard for us to conceptualize and understand some things. We're like, what? What does that mean? How does that look? I don't understand. And so this energy takes us out of the mind. It takes us out of the mind and connects us to the universal intelligence or the cosmic mind. And there's something here that expands us beyond limitations, beyond the current paradigm. And I feel like the body is definitely where we feel it the most. And so now they're recommending anything that supports the natural strengthening of the body. Anything that supports working with our light bodies, our energy bodies in a supportive, gentle way. They're showing me this light body as being outside of the aura, even like just outside the aura. So it's expanding the energy fields as well. It's really quite dynamic. And I'm even getting a little bit lightheaded because of how big these energies feel. And they're showing me that with all this expansion, it opens us up to new potentials, again, that we didn't have access to, we weren't ready for, we didn't want. Now there's new things being formulated that are right for you, because it's actually the you in the future but in the present, but in the future, but here. So you see how like there's this timeline convergence going on that's going to be more real as Saturn moves through Aquarius. I'm hearing timeline jumping, you know, more deja vu, more things around. Didn't I already have that conversation? Or I already said yes to something. I'm already doing it, but I don't see it yet. It's like this really cool. It actually feels really awesome. Time travel between different paradigms of our realities. And more people are ready for that and feel it. And there's something around this is what's needed to raise the density on the planet and to truly feel like you're living in the 5D and outside of the matrix of the 3D. It's so cool. I'm just seeing like outline the light being outlined in gold. So a really lovely visualization of that soul contract energy of the human body expansion and the energetics that were not available to us. Okay, so then this brings in all these different types of healing modalities and all these different things that have been happening at a galactic cosmic level that we weren't aware of. And we're going to be aware of it. There's going to be some really awesome stories that come out about what people have experienced with UFOs, with time travel, with going to other planets. There's going to be some really cool things that are like mind-blowing, but that's a good thing because our human minds are so small. Like, you know, you blow your mind, then it expands it. So I feel like that's kind of where this gets really fascinating, really fascinating. And it just feels like there's more here that we'll really understand in 2021 and 2022. But what we're meant to open up to is how much our humanness can evolve and expand beyond what we thought was capable. So yes, this sounds like, you know, sci-fi stuff, which is great. You know, metaphysics and astrology are all part of Aquarius. So that energy will probably become more real to some people. If people have been interested in astrology but didn't know what it was or how it worked, they might see it more in their world now. So there's, of course, many ways all these energies play out. But I'm feeling like this is a very cosmic expansion. And, you know, we don't associate Saturn with expansion. But Saturn's about the responsibility of that expansion and how we manage it and how we take care of ourselves while we are shifting our energy fields. So this is very fascinating to me and very exciting. It's certainly going to be testing limits and testing what we thought was possible, what we thought could happen. There's a lot here around, you know, visualizing a new future for yourself and what that looks like, as well as a new future in the collective and at a global level. The Saturn in Aquarius is going to test different global institutions to see if they're really for the people, if they're really strong enough for the people. So this will bring up the energy of the collective and what is working and what is not working for, I'm seeing groups of people, nations, states, counties, countries. It brings up some big decisions and choices around how our lives have been unfolding and what's working, what's not. Okay, so I'm going to actually be doing a part two to this topic because there's a lot more that I want to say, and I just trust that this was the first message that needed to come through around this topic, and then I will do a part two on the Saturn in Aquarius themes, probably some more of the nitty-gritty of it to help you understand what this could look like in your own world and in your own life. But please know that there is always turning point energies that take us forward, and that there is something that we personally can do to stay in our power and in our responsibility in our lives. So I'm feeling like this is going to be a welcomed change, especially at a soul level. But I feel like it's going to be energies that also show us what we're ready to learn next, how far we've come, what we've come to understand about ourselves. And now they're saying cosmic spark. So how you are meant to embrace your own cosmic spark energy in a whole new way, in a stronger way, in a powerful way. So I hope this is giving you some good things to think about here. As Saturn enters Aquarius for the first time in nearly 30 years and asks us to look at how far we've come on our journey and where we're ready to go next. So thank you for joining me, friends. I will be back on Wednesday for the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. And then I'll be back on Monday with another show for you where we will do part two of Saturn and Aquarius themes. In the meantime, you can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. That's where you'll find business development videos, astrology courses, all kinds of things that I hope help with your soul mission and your soul work. Or you can go to consciouscoolchic.com, which is where I offer the spiritual teaching, consciousness topics, and you can check out my 12 books. Thank you for joining me, and I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and I'll speak with you very soon across these galactic highways and byways. Thanks so much, friends. I'll see you soon.